Welcome in. Today we're doing push and pull rhythm basics for dark rollers in Ableton Live. Beginner friendly, but this is one of those small moves, massive results topics. Because in a dark roller, the drum pattern is often simple on paper but it feels alive, because the timing is not perfectly robotic. Our goal is to make the loop feel like it's moving without changing the tempo. We'll do that with micro timing, subtle swing, and ghost notes. Think of it like this. The grid is the map, but groove is how you walk it. Quick setup recommendations before we touch anything. Set your project to 174 BPM, 4/4. For the MIDI editor grid, start at 16th notes, and when we get into micro edits, go to 32nd notes. That'll give you enough resolution without getting lost. Now, step 1. Build a clean drum group and keep it organized. Create a MIDI track, name it Drums, and drop a drum rack on it. Load a tight kick with a short tail. Pick a modern roller snare that has both crack and body. Add a closed hat, optionally an open hat or ride for later energy. Then a ghost snare sound that could be a rim, a short clap, or a quieter snare layer. And finally, one little fully percussion sound, like a metal tick, vinyl hit, or any short textured sound. Teacher tip: put each core element on its own pad, even if you're layering later. You want the ability to mix quickly. Dark rollers are all about tiny balance decisions. Step 2. Program the grid straight roller first. No groove yet, no fancy stuff yet, just the skeleton. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Kick goes on beat 1, so 1.1. If you want, add an extra quiet kick at 1.3.3. Keep it subtle. This isn't a big kick pattern lesson, it's a groove lesson. Snare goes on 1.2 and 1.4. Those are your anchors in drum and bass. Especially for a roller, that snare placement is the spine. Now closed hats. Put them on the offbeats as 8th notes. 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. That's the TSS that makes the roller feel like it's continuously turning. Press play. It should sound correct, but stiff. That stiffness is actually good right now, because we're about to sculpt the feel on purpose. Step 3. What does push and pull mean in D&B terms? Push means you place a hit slightly early. It creates urgency and forward drive. Pull means you place a hit slightly late. It creates weight, drag, and a deeper pocket. Here's the rule that will save you hours. Keep your kick and your main snare close to the grid. Those are your pillars. Most of your push and pull happens on hats, ghost notes, and percussion. Sometimes a secondary kick too. But as a beginner, keep the main kick and snare clean. How much do we move things? Start tiny. 5 to 15 milliseconds is the main zone. Once you're beyond 20 milliseconds at 174 BPM, it can start sounding sloppy unless you really know why you're doing it. And one extra coach note, don't chase milliseconds. Chase relationships. A hat that feels a little late by itself might feel perfect once the bass is in. Groove is context dependent. Step 4. Add groove using micro timing, manually. Go into your MIDI clip and switch the grid to 32nd notes. You can keep snap on but use the smaller grid, or temporarily toggle snap if you need to place notes freely. The point is, we're going to nudge, not rewrite the pattern. Start with the closed hats only. Select just the hat notes. Option A, push the hats for forward motion. Nudge them slightly earlier. In Ableton, that's moving them left. Aim for about 5 to 10 milliseconds early to start. Now listen to what happens. The loop suddenly leans forward. It doesn't get faster. It just feels like it's pulling you into the next beat. Option B. Pull the hats for a heavier roll. Move them slightly later, 5 to 10 milliseconds right. This is a classic darker feeling. Especially if your bass is gritty and sustained, late hats can make the whole groove feel heavier and more menacing. And here's a more musical way to think about it. You're not making the hats late. You're making the snare feel even more on time by contrast. Extra coach trick. Micro timing works best when it's patterned, not random. So instead of moving every hat the exact same amount, try repeating shape across the bar. For example, slightly early, then on time, then slightly late, then on time. Your ear hears that as intention, and intention reads as groove. Step 5. Ghost snares. This is where rollers come alive. Add a ghost snare or rim very quietly around your main snares. Try a starter set of placements in 1 bar. Put a ghost at 1.1.4, just before the 1.2 snare. Put another at 1.2.2, just after the snare. Then 1.3.4, and 1.4.2. Now set velocities. Main snare, somewhere around 90 to 120, depending on your sample. Ghosts live way lower, usually 10 to 35. If you can clearly hear the ghost as a second snare, it's probably too loud. You want it felt more than heard, like texture and momentum. Now the key move. Pull the ghost slightly late, 8 to 15 milliseconds behind. Not so late that it feels like a flam, just late enough to sit in the pocket. This creates a really important illusion. The main snare stays sharp and authoritative, but there's a little shadow behind it, which makes the groove feel deeper. Advanced variation you can try once this works. Ghost flam without sounding like a flam. Put two very quiet ghost hits near the snare. One slightly early, one slightly late. Keep both quiet and keep note lengths short. It becomes texture, not a double hit. Also, if your ghost disappears when you lower velocity, don't just turn it up. Layer a tiny low mid tick under it and low pass that layer. That way it has body without being loud. Step 6. Groove pool swing, controlled. Open Ableton's groove pool and load something like MPC 16 swing. Start around 50 to 58, but don't obsess over the number. The important part is how much you apply. Apply groove to hats, perks, and ghosts first. Avoid heavy swing on your main kick and main snare while you're learning, because it can make the whole track feel wobbly. Starter groove settings. Timing around 10 to 20%. This audio version is shortened for playback.